today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What I didn't expect was the drink or two would result, well, I'll have to tell you the whole story, that the drink or two would result in me on the couch at 4:30 in the morning with my shirt off when my daughter tapped me on the shoulder.
We're never buying up there. All they do is burn rubber.
That's why I'm not going to serve hors d'oeuvres. I'm not going to serve hors d'oeuvres to those a-holes.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you guys?
We're great.
How was your trip on the boat yesterday?
It was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a really good time, just like last time. So, Dad did nothing. It was good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
TMOS Fruitcake Hotline, how are you?
Bien, mijito, gracias.
This is the perfect time of year for the TMOS Fruitcake Futures Fundraiser.
Always we have one in this time of the year, you know?
Will you buy one for your husband?
Yeah, I live here in Orlando.
Have you had the Spiewak Fruitcake?
Yes, was great.
When you buy a Spiewak Signature Fruitcake, you support all of the TMOS guys, including Oscar.
Yes, my son, I pray for him to be good. What is the best way?
The best way to order is online at MikeOMaraShow.com.
He doesn't have another way.
There's no better way to enjoy the holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is another holiday.
Buy TMOS fruitcakes for the entire family.
Yes, but my granddaughter don't like it. Gracias. Hasta luego.
Okay. Adios.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Look who I brought in.
Yay!
Oh, a special
look
guest.
Look who I brought in.
A special guest.
We have a little extra O'Mara on the show today.
This is, let me get the camera.
Hello there.
Hello.
My daughter, there's your pretty face.
Aww.
My daughter Elizabeth is here.
Hi, Elizabeth.
How are you guys?
We're great.
How was your trip on the boat yesterday?
It was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It was a really good time, just like last time. So, Dad did nothing. It was good.
Yes! Oh, your daughters are the best.
They really are.
Yes, this is my middle child.
Yes, I am.
She's going camping now. She's leaving me and she's going camping.
Oh.
So last night was the last night that I had with her in the house.
Camping or glamping? Are you taking it really easy?
No, glamping for us. We're going camping.
What is glamping?
Glamping is where you like
glamorous
have a cabin.
And a cabin.
A shower.
Not actual.
A gas
barbecue.
Be in a
tent.
Really? Yeah.
Who's, and it's raining today.
Who's going camping? Ooh. Just you?
Me and my friend Rachel, who I brought up here.
There's two white women in the woods, Mike. What could possibly go wrong?
That's right.
You know what? Use them nuts. Stop it. Stop it.
Saw seven.
She and her friend is wonderful. Very sweet girl.
Elizabeth has sweet friends. I'm not worried about them. What's in the Maine woods?
Yeah, they'll be lost out there just subsisting on berries and tree bark. It can't go well.
You got a sat phone? You got a sat for the mic?
No, I don't have a sat. We're only going like 20 minutes away. So
yeah, they're just going down the road.
Oh, okay.
Sounds more
backyard,
like a
actually.
Sounds more like a sleepover.
They're in the backyard.
Yeah, you guys have a sleepover. It's not camping.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Who has the tent? Where did this all come from?
It's my friend Rachel's tent. She's big on camping. She did like a cross country road trip, camped all over the U.S.
Oh wow!
Last summer, so
do you have? Does it have a Disney princess on it, or is it a real?
It does not.
Okay,
unfortunately not.
You know, we have an intern that went camping at Bonnaroo.
Yes.
And he bought
he
made the mistake of buying a kid's tent, and when it rained, it went through the tent.
Into his computer.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Adrian is his name?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
She knows the show. So do you have like the canteen and the metal plates and everything for cooking on an open fire?
Nope.
So if you're only 20 minutes away, really all you need is an extension cord and a microwave.
Exactly.
Okay, so you'll be set.
That'd be great.
How do you like Oscar's new hair?
I like it. I noticed. Look at that. When did that happen?
Lost a bet because he was late for work.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, consequences. There are always consequences.
Don't be late for dinner, Elizabeth.
That's right.
Dinner. Jeez.
So before we let you go, how would you describe Dad's energy level on the boat?
I would describe it as if a sloth combined with a koala bear. That was the level.
Oh,
so you know, cuddly.
So cuddly.
Sleeping the
sleepy,
whole entire
sleepy
time.
But cuddly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
But did he throw off the air that he was ready to pounce to help at any given time that he was needed?
Not at all.
Oh, okay. Trying to help here. Just trying to help.
Yeah, the listeners are going to love me. Yeah. Takes a day to go out on my second job, lobster fishing, and the whole time.
Did you have to go back and make sure everything was okay with your papa? Once in a while.
He was fine. Oh, he had okay. his chair.
At any point did Zach, like, just to be safe, hold a mirror under your dad's nose to make sure he was still with us?
What did Captain Zach do to me when I was sleeping?
We threw crabs at you and we and he while dad was sleeping put one of the bait fish, the herring, yeah. up mm-hmm. to his lips and mm-hmm. he got to kiss the herring fish.
Oh, kiss the herring.
That's nice.
Unknowingly, but he woke up to it.
You know, it's funny because down here in Maryland, the crab is revered as like, you know, the pride of the Chesapeake mm-hmm. Bay. Up there, they don't care. In Maine, it's all lobster. No. They throw crabs at people. They don't yeah. care.
No, in Maine, if I'm eating crabs down in Maryland, I'll say, you know what we call this? I'll point at the crab and I'll say, you know what we call this up in Maine?
What?
Bait.
True story. True story.
Thanks, honey.
Waka, waka, waka.
Thanks, sweetie. But the last thing he did, apparently, did he try to get the lobster to pinch my toe?
Oh, a crab. It was a crab.
A crab?
Yeah. Mm. yeah.
Did he get your toe?
I don't know.
Like a cigarette?
Yeah, Grandpa Bob's cigarette trick. Yeah. The greatest. My father used to catch crabs, put them on the dock, and give them a lit cigarette. And they'd walk around the dock holding a cigarette. Great fun in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
You like our new way of monitoring the show? No headphones? I like this. I might be doing this forever.
It's very nice. Great. It's like WKRP in Cincinnati.
You look very casual, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm very relaxed. I'm kind of sleepy still.
Hey, throw a crab at him.
Yeah. All right. Anything you'd like to say before you leave?
It's nice to see you guys. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever.
It's been too long. Too
remember,
long.
Great haircut. Off.
Thank you. When it comes to snakes, remember, red, green, go.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
And leaves of three, let it be.
Leaves of four.
Rob's lost some weight, too.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Have fun. Take care. Nice seeing you.
I love you, too.
We're going to go into Ellsworth.
Okay. Have fun.
You're going to the Ellsworth campground.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
You guys
going
to you gonna rough it at Becky's Diner?
No condiments. That's how you rough it there.
I might sneak over. They really are going to be close. I might sneak over and just be like,
that'd be great.
Outside the tent.
Meanwhile, they have a shotgun with them just in case.
Yes, exactly.
Pepper spray. Bear spray.
Get the bear spray. Get the bear spray, Rachel.
That would be nice. Wouldn't it be touching if you and Carla brought them cookies to their campsite?
We might go over there with the little guy.
That's very sweet.
This afternoon, they're gonna check into the campsite at 1 o'clock. But somebody told me even to visit, you got to pay a little fee. At this campground because they're nasty people. Well, they, you know, it's like $2 to go down and see them. So I'll pay it.
Per person?
It's my daughter's. I don't know. I'll find out.
You could put Carl in the trunk and you wouldn't have to pay for
it. It's like a carnival barker.
Yeah.
What's in the trunk, sir?
No, like in a drive-in. You know, you put all your friends. I'm just going to see this movie by myself.
But they are, you know, I'll tell you one thing. When you're an older father and you have another little one who, by the way, spent the night with mommy and daddy last night.
In your bed, you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And his 5-year-old stiff leg to my berries like 9 times in the middle of the night. And then I woke up at 2:30 in the morning and we have an air conditioner up in this room and I'm freezing. And I'm freezing because he is sideways in the bed and all of the sheets have been removed from me.
Yeah.
And he is cuddled up next to his mother with this big pile of Eskimo, caribou skins. And I am out there in the cold.
Sure.
I don't know what to do. But he had a bad dream and we brought him into the bedroom. But I can't do it again. I can't do it. So I've just got I'm surrounded by children.
Kids triple in length when they get into bed with you. They absorb blankets. I don't know how they do it. It's an mm-hmm. amazing phenomenon. You cannot be comfortable with a child in bed with you.
Well, I've learned one thing, and that is that when you are planning the beautiful day with your daughter, and your daughter is so excited about it that she agrees to babysit your little guy mm-hmm. so that you and mommy can go out and see the glitterati and then compensate for that fact that you got a migraine because you were so stressed out by those people by going to another restaurant. And and the bartender who likes you at the next restaurant, even though Weight Watchers only allows you to have 4 drinks, the bartender pours the 4 drinks I don't know what she put in it, but I have a problem. I have a real problem.
Was it your Omero? Was it your Luxardo drink?
No, because that's too many points for Weight Watchers.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I couldn't do that. And Carla says I shouldn't be talking about Weight Watchers. I said, well, I'm talking about Weight Watchers, but apparently because
it's
I was
working.
Very lean, I was. It is working. It is working. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He said that, not me. I think you look great.
Well, I don't need you to tell me you think I look great. You look great too. How about that, pal?
Well, hey, okay, your highness.
Your highness.
How many pounds are you down?
32.
32?
No.
No
six.
Chance.
Six.
Okay.
Oh, six. He was talking in base six.
Six.
32. It's like base six.
But because I went really lean on points during the day, I wasn't prepared. And by the way, the party we went to had, I mean, there are heavy hors d'oeuvres and then there are heavy hors d'oeuvres. I'm talking full size, like fish cakes, crab cakes.
Wow.
And ribs and stuff like that. And everybody, because some of my family was there, and it's like, like polar bears that have been starving. And so I didn't have any of that. And then it was just some mussels. I've been eating. Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing?
I love you so much, Mike.
Well, this is sweet.
That
you should probably just stop there.
It's you're so funny about all of this. Like you, and I love it because you scream from the mountaintops when you start something new, which is Weight Watchers again, which is something old, something new. And then you yell about the points, but you talk about food like it's porn. You have such a great way of discussing like what the sandwiches
are. And he'll never understand.
They brought out an egg roll thing. But these weren't like party egg rolls. These were half full egg rolls. Mm. This food, you never know when you go to a social event that you can eat, that people are going to put out a spread.
So it's supposed to be light hors d'oeuvres.
It could be a meal. And by the way, I go with the philosophy, if you're having like a 5:30 get together, that you throw out some chow, where if people really want to get their eat on, you do that. That's the party I had down in Florida where I had it catered by a guanaria.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I had them come in and you know, we just had tons of food. You know what? Everybody that came to my party ate dinner.
Yeah.
That was it.
That's great.
They stayed, they hung, and they didn't go back home because that's the option. If you're putting on a little pee, 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 because you're going to have dinner afterwards.
Chips and salsa. Would you like some chips and salsa?
You know, I don't know why people do that. I don't know who would do that. My sister.
Oh, dear.
But anyway, this was.
Thank God
this
she
was
doesn't like, listen.
I know. Yeah. So this person did it right.
Oh, my God. But I couldn't eat it. Because it's not countable, because we don't know what it is. And, and they had, when they had the full ribs were pretty special. Yeah. So it was wonderful.
Sauced or dry?
But you had to flee. I would say from what we hear,
there no more than 45 minutes. We were there 45 minutes. And then it was off because I whispered in Carla's ear early in the day, Elizabeth has agreed to babysit so we can go to that charity do. And now, because we're done with that, we can go to that restaurant we like so bad, have a snack at the bar, and have a drink or two. What I didn't expect was the drink or two would result, well, I'll have to tell you the whole story, that the drink or two would result in me on the couch at 4:30 in the morning with my shirt off when my daughter tapped me on the shoulder and said, Dad, are we still going? Dad? And
a flashback to her childhood.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I looked at her face and I realized this was a special moment for her. And so I decided I'd say something sweet. So I looked up at her and I went, yep. There we go. Thank you. Start the damn show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Robots work in my grocery store now. You know how a grocery store works. You bring your items up, and the checkout clerk grabs them, and they wave them over a laser beam, and the laser beam adds them up. You pay the clerk. They put your food in a bag. You take your bag out to the car. Well, with the new grocery robots, you bring the food up to the robot. You wave the food over the laser beam. You pay the robot. You put the food in the bag. And you take the bag out to your car. because my grocery store got all of my letters where I said, I want to be a checkout clerk. So the first time I saw them, I had my card. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know what they were. And then a checkout woman swooped up and said, do you want to know how this works? Which broke my heart. She's already working as a checkout clerk. And then she came into work that day, and the manager said, today your job includes introducing the public to the robots that are putting you on the street. Make sure to do that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation, so please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show on now, and brought to you by Grove. If you're picky about what you use in your home, all you need is Grove. Mm-hmm. Grove believes a healthy, beautiful home should be accessible to everyone, so they made it so easy to get the best healthy home and personal care products online. We got a whole bunch of these in the O'Mara household, and we love them. What the great thing is, they ship them right to your door. Grove rigorously tests and selects only the best non-toxic products, good for you, your family, and your planet. Grove brands include, this is the O'Mara family favorite, Mrs. Meyers.
Yes.
If you've never used Mrs. Meyers, smell this stuff. It's phenomenal. Seventh generation, Burt's Bees. The packaging is beautiful, and when you open the box, it's amazing. I love the smell of pure, clean.
Yes.
You're going to love Grove, too. You're in total control with customizable auto shipments delivered to your home, and you can pause or cancel anytime. Plus, the convenience is unbeatable. Grove is so cool, I might actually start house cleaning myself or something.
Arch.
Find out how committed Grove is to its customers with a 100% happiness guarantee and free shipping. It's easy to discover amazing and affordable natural home and personal care products with the confidence of supporting a safer environment for your family. Not only does this stuff smell wonderful, but it also does the job, and it does so friendly to the planet. Right now, our listeners can try Grove with a 2-month VIP membership and a bonus gift by going to grove.com/TMOS. Remember, not Grove C, not Grove.com. It's grove.co. Did I say .com again?
It's grove.co. And if there's any doubt, just click through on our website.
Grove, get the .com, for God's sakes. .co. Grove.co. It's not .com.
No, it's not .com.
I'm not responsible for this.
.co.
Grove.co. That's grove.co/TMOS, not grove.com.
I think this clarifies everything.
Yes.
Grove makes it easy to have a happy, healthy
home. You've made sure that everybody knows it's .co.
That's what it is.
.co. Thank you for telling them what I did after they said, make sure. Make sure.
Grove came up to you and said, feeling good? Grove came up to you and said, are we still going? Are we still going?
I'm okay. I'm okay. But I'm still a little wobbly. Yeah. You know, I mean, it was just
had a long day yesterday.
Can I ask what the fatal cocktail was that they were pouring? What were you? That you had?
Yeah. What is Weight Watchers allowed you to have?
The little Irish on the rocks.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was. And you know, she tips me on the shoulder, and I ventured out, and then we had the captain and his lovely lady over for dinner last night, and it's wonderful to be out on the water. Is an incredible experience to be on a real Maine lobster boat, and you know, I'm very, very sad that I missed it. It was a really, really phenomenal day.
How was the weather? Did they tell you what the weather was?
It was hot, but then it broke a little bit, and some fog started coming in, so it got a little chilly. But and the haul was not good at all. It was kind of a rough day for that.
I'm sorry.
It was not what it usually is for him at this time of year. So you know, that's it. That's fishing, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'd call it catching. Have you ever heard that?
I have.
That cliche.
Farmers of the sea.
Beautiful, different part of the water up here, though, that I had not seen. And And what's great is that I bring my camp chair and I put it in the back corner of the boat.
Right.
And then my daughter really didn't have to do that much work because Zach's brother, Jordan, was doing the stern man work. And
right.
he's a young, vital, like 18, 19
and
year old
the
kid.
The stern job is where you get on the boat and claim you invented everything in radio, right?
No, that's the Howard Stern.
Oh, okay.
This is the Stern Man.
I see.
That's what they call him up here, Stern Man. Hello, Robin. Put the trap in the water. Bait the trap. Get out the lobsters. Me. Hold on. I'm a Stern Man. Me. Let me make sure I put up Howard's base.
You do the best, Stern.
Hi, Robin. Jackie didn't die. Artie is high. Hi, Robin. There we are. So, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, I took all of the money from every DJ in America, and they were all fired. They were all fired I went to satellite, and now I'm extremely, now that I went to TV, but all the other DJs wish they were me, but they're not.
Who
me,
do the
Robin.
DJs wish they were?
May.
Really?
May.
How long have you been working?
And then you got Robin in the other studio going,
Howard.
How long have you been working with Zach Stern? Oh, wait.
Another,
you got a visitor.
Another child has come in.
Oh, my God.
Another child.
Look at this.
This is old home week.
It's like a magic show.
It is.
This is old. Hi. Say hi,
Michael.
Hey, buddy. Say hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Say hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
What did you snuck in here, didn't you? Did you sneak in here because Elizabeth was in here? Did you just decide you were going to come up and come in here and say hi? Did you come up to remind me of something? Legos. Yes, always. Thank you.
Nice.
What is it? What's his shirt say?
It says Iguanaria.
Iguana.
$2 margaritas.
Does not say $2 margaritas.
I thought they made kids' pajamas.
Iguana sleep all day.
Oh, okay. I see. Nice. Very good. Very nice.
Iguana sleep all day, dummy.
Oh my God!
Did you say no?
Oh my God. He's already insulting. I respect that.
Didn't know he wanted to go there.
How do you like Rob's shirt? How do you like Rob's t-shirt? What's it got on there? That's Darth Vader. Do you know who Darth Vader is?
No.
He's a movie character.
Mm.
And is he in Star Wars?
Yes,
very good. Tell your dad you need to see Episode 4.
Because I watched the Lego Star Wars movie.
Oh, the Lego Star Wars, yeah.
The Lego Star.
Can you ask, can he hear us?
Here, let me take it off.
Perfect.
So they can hear. Right, go ahead.
Michael, have you seen the Lego Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
No.
You should watch it. Butch is a great character.
Yeah, and then if you watch the Lego Rosemary's Baby.
You know he's calling you by your favorite nickname. What's your favorite nickname for yourself? Butch.
Yeah.
He's forgotten about that. I'm glad you reminded him. Do you have any questions for Oscar or Rob? You want to ask them anything? Like they're in Washington, D.C.
We're an open book.
You want to hear jokes? Rob has some great dad jokes.
You want to hear a dad joke from Rob?
All right, let's see. How about this one? Did you hear about the video on YouTube about the flu?
No.
It went viral.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. That's appropriate
that's not a
for a
dad joke.
Moron.
Trying to keep it modern.
You want to say goodbye to them?
Goodbye, duties.
Oh!
Shock jock!
Wow. All right, come on. Get out of here.
He's killing. Yeah. I love it.
Bye, duties.
Always nice when Michael the Love Sponge stops by.
Bye, duties.
Duty.
Get out of here. Here you go.
Michael the Love Sponge?
Right. Yes. Chuck Chuck.
We just popped into the studio. It's just old home week.
Who will be next, I wonder?
Right. I don't know. The flu. That was the best 5-year-old joke you could come up with?
Short notice. I'm sorry. How about this? Where does a dog put his car? Can you get him back?
Hey, one more.
Or yell to him, where does a dog put his car?
Michael, where does a dog put his car? Okay.
In a barking lot.
All right, I'm not even going to do that.
You're going to leave him hanging? That place big with 5 years.
You don't want to give him too many hack jokes?
Let him go back to calling me a dummy and a duty.
Well, that wasn't just you. He was calling both of you dummies.
He called us both duties.
Okay, to be honest, that's true. That's true.
Duties is plural.
Duties. So long, Spalding. Duties. Double farts.
Later, duties.
So let me get back to so the day was literally they said I was half an hour out of the harbor when I lost consciousness the first time.
Not easy to sleep on a boat.
It's for me, it's extraordinarily easy to sleep on a boat because I've been sleeping on a boat my whole life, ever since I was a little kid. I go out the drone of the engine, and I'm sitting in a very comfortable camp chair because they're going to do everything.
Right.
I'm just my goal on these little missions is to stay out of the way on Sleepiest Catch. That's what I'm going to do.
What's it called? And
Sleepiest Catch.
Is that your new reality show?
That's my new Mike O'Mara stars in Sleepiest Catch. You know, it's just like, well, there's something dangerous over there. What does Mike think? you want to rephrase that? It was
Sleepiest Catch brought to you by CPAP machines.
Right. We saw dolphins. We saw lobsters. We saw the sea cucumbers, we saw wrinkles, which are these shells. They're like little sea snails. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth brought some wrinkles home and cooked them and cleaned them the right way. And said they were pretty good. When I cooked them, I didn't clean them. And so they were disgusting. But Elizabeth was very proud that she had cleaned this.
So what these
sea
wrinkles,
snail.
What are they're like? So they're
well,
like
there's
escargot,
a restaurant
or?
Up here called the Pickled Wrinkle. And that pickled wrinkles
that's
are
that's a
these...
category you might want to search someday on the internet.
It sounds a little scrotal, doesn't it, really, when you hear that?
It does.
It really does sound kind of that way. But they're commonly found sea creatures up here in Maine. And she cooked them, and it was fine. And that's it. What?
I was going to say, but
escargot.
Do you serve them like
snails?
Escargot? Or are they fried?
No, they're
or
more like
them?
A clam. They're more like a clam. And
bivalve.
It's like a slightly more bitter clam is what they,
well,
what they were.
You're selling it.
No, I don't care for them. I don't like them.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, a bitter clam.
Like 5 years ago, I went to a restaurant up here, and I went, did you have a toilet back up? And they said, nope, we're cooking wrinkles in the back room. That's
kidneys.
What it was.
Kidneys.
Yeah, they're
man.
Nasty.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, what do kidneys filter? I mean, that's the same type
of thing.
That's
true. That's true.
But I was out there, and what else happened? When we came into the dock, of course, I immediately fold up my little camp chair and hand it to my daughter because there were some people at the dock, and I want to look as official as I can. Yeah. And I got my California Maritime Academy hat that fit me beautifully.
Oh, the box arrived with
your
stuff?
From the guy, yeah. And he said he sent some other swag. Did you steal some of my California Maritime?
No,
swag. Did you take some of the stuff?
The only other swag he sent, I believe, was...
Or hats for us.
There was another hat that I gave to my son and some seasick pills for my cruise that I kept. I didn't think you needed that.
All right. Well, you know, when you're my liaison between the stuff that comes into the studio and comes out.
Well,
to
the
my
hardest
house.
Thing to
and
to
I know
part
you
with.
Pilfer. I know
of
you
course,
pilfer
you've
like
been
any
it for years.
You pilfer like a third world middleman.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know,
that's
when
exactly
you send
what I do.
Millions when you send millions of dollars to
and then
these
I set up my stand in
you,
the middle of town and I barter with the locals.
That's it. Yeah, you either sell it or you give it to family and people that benefit you directly.
Mike, don't you think if I was
modern day Robin Hood?
Yeah, rob from the rich and give to the me. I was going to say, if you thought I was going to pilfer stuff, do you think all that ice cream stuff would still be in there? That would be the first stuff I'd go for.
Well,
that's too obvious. That's too obvious.
You can't pilfer the stuff that I know is coming.
No, but you weren't expecting the coupons, I bet.
You said we'd get the coupons.
You didn't,
but
you didn't know how many would be
the
there. I sent every single thing up there. I've never pilfered.
You didn't know how many would be there. You guys are scumbags.
How would I possibly know how many coupons I got?
You see,
how would
that's,
I know,
you see, that's
how would
what I'm saying.
I know that I got the real amount of coupons.
That's what I'm saying. The fact is that I am honest as the day is long. I've never stolen from you.
You know what? What you may not have stolen, but there's stuff that just mysteriously doesn't make it to me.
Like what?
Right? I don't know. Something.
Mike, most things that don't make it to you didn't want.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Mike, all I have left from that I need to ship up to you.
So say you.
All I got is a can of wrinkles. I can send them up.
You want
them. You want a can of buttered wrinkles?
They're in the back.
I gave Elizabeth the Ben and Jerry's ice cream lock.
That's a pretty cool thing.
To re-gift, and she's going to re-gift it. That is a potential 7 or 8 re-gift item. You say, oh, look at this. Who wants to be the Pigmeister and put a lock on their ice cream?
Do you ever do like a Yankee swap like we've done on the show? Have you ever been to one? That would be a great Yankee swap item.
This
you,
is true.
You
this
have
is
to,
true.
It has to be something that has a certain value that you don't want.
But you guys are the reason why Yankee or swaps or elephant gifts don't work because, and I personally love when people call each other out, like, that's been in your closet for 12 years.
That's
you
true.
Just pulled that out.
But that's
don't
great.
Be a cheap scumbag. Get something at least that's moderate.
But what's magical is if you do it with a lot of people, then you get the best mix. You get some scumbags, you get some good stuff. That's when the
shame. The scumbags in your group.
What do you think the best gift, re-gifting gift is commonly in the world to go to a
condoms.
Social event?
No,
no.
Liquor.
Liquor, wine.
Bottle of wine.
You have a bottle of wine. It's been sitting on your shelf for 10 years, and you're like, oh, we'll take that.
It's,
you
know, appreciated in value.
Oh, yeah. That, you get a pass on. Mm. If you give a 1981 away.
But it can't be open, though. That's the rule.
Here's the thing. I've got a trick for you. I have a wine app, and the next time somebody comes to your house and like brings a bottle of wine to your house as a gift, scan it and see. It'll be worth like $3. That's what it'll be. It'll be it's got a fancy like Italian name on it.
I thought you were saying scan it, and then the app would keep track of who gave you that wine so you don't give it right back to them.
No. What the app, I think it's called Vivino. I think that's the app that I have. There's my app of the week. Hi, everybody. Vivino, you scan it. It will not only give you the rating of the wine, but it will give you the retail value immediately. So once your guests leave, go, hey, thanks. So you had a good time. Okay. Scan the wine.
Scan the wine
right now.
The value of this wine, one roll of nickels.
What's the threshold that would save? All right. Showed a little respect. Spend a few dollars.
$15.
That's exactly what I would have said. $15.
Yep. And if you get like a $60, I mean, you'd be like, oh, call them back.
Have them over again for another gift swap.
No, I don't know what it is, but no, it's...
enjoy your ice cream scoop.
Yes. So the ice cream scoop is great. The ice cream cooler that you wrap around the pint. Mm. But the lock doesn't apply to me at all, because you assume if you have a lock on your pint, you have a pint lock on Ben & Jerry's ice cream, you assume that there's going to be leftover ice cream in a pint.
You're going to have a second serving.
Rob, you and I will commiserate on this.
Sure.
We have never removed a pint of ice cream with the idea of like taking a scoop out of it and putting it back. We've removed a pint of ice cream as an ice cream serving. The pint is a serving.
Yeah, it'll say that on Ben & Jerry's, it'll say one pint of ice cream, four servings, and I laugh.
Four servings. If where are you from? Oz?
Exactly.
Is that where, you
little
know,
munchkins.
Four servings? What's a fourth of a pint?
Doesn't your stomach hurt when you're done with
it? Four ounces.
No. Stomach would hurt with a half gallon.
Yes. And even then, that's a good pain.
How many pints?
How many pints and a half gallon? Yeah. Well, 2 pints to a quart, so 2 quarts be 4, 8.
Oh, my God.
No, four pints. Forgive me. 4 pints
and
a half gallon.
Rare is the time that I've ever sat down and enjoyed a half gallon of ice cream. Okay. It could be done. It could be done, you know.
And you know what? When you're going for the larger portions,
right?
I find if you have just a vanilla or a chocolate, it grows tedious if you're going to eat a half gallon. Where the half gallon is in danger is when it has a cunning mix in, be it chocolate chips or cookie dough or something like that.
Then it's more doable.
Then it's like the hunt for the gold. You have to keep going.
Then it's more doable.
Yeah.
See, because it's not just the mouthfeel of the ice cream itself and the incredible caloric value of the ice cream, but it's the mouthfeel of the little pieces of candy.
How many points on Weight Watchers is half a gallon?
You could look it up. I could get Carla to look up what a half a gallon of Breyers mint chocolate chip is. And it would be scary.
Yeah.
The point value, but I would guarantee it would be my points for the day.
That's actually for your week, maybe.
Yeah. My points, let me see. I've got it right here.
You have to find a cunning mix-in. Remember, that's the takeaway. Find a cunning mix-in.
I get a limited number. I have my number for a certain amount of points per day now during this phase of the diet.
Mm-hmm. You know what I don't like about
1,000 points.
1,000 points.
1,000 points for me each and every day.
The flaw with the Ben & Jerry's lock, and I wasn't going to go into it, is that you're locking them out of a paper container.
I know.
Keep that in mind.
So it was regifted. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something, a boat that I saw here in Maine.
Not a boat.
It was really not a boat. It was a yacht.
Okay.
Massive yacht with the most obnoxious name I've ever. I hope I don't get sued, but I got to tell you what the name of this boat is. I will be right back.
I have a major announcement concerning this week's AmeriCast. Marcus Serta is back. And in the guest chair, adding to the hijinks and tomfoolery, it's me,
Jim Amato.
Together again. Oh, yeah, like Fred and Ginger and Lester and Earl.
That's right. We recap the past week of more broadcasting, interrupting each other about smoke screens, indecent proposals, and drinking.
Yeah, boy.
Download it today and have some laughs with us on iTunes, the PlayPod app, the all-new Mike O'Mara Show app, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And speaking of hijinks and tomfoolery, here's more with Mike.
Thank you very much, Jim Amato. Much appreciated. Glad that Marcus is back. Glad that we talked.
You know what's great?
What?
Marcus is back and he hasn't missed a step. He's as good as ever.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Here's a fact.
I've never had a better shave than the shave I get with my Harry's. The best blades, the best shaving gel. It's the first thing I do in the morning when I'm in the shower. I got my little shower mirror, and I love, love, love shaving with Harry's. Harry's joined the Mike O'Mara Show a few years ago, and I will tell you something. As soon as we sampled their product, we were all hooked. We're not faking it when we tell you how wonderful the Harry's products are. Harry's knows that switching razors is not an easy decision. I know it, too. I was not only not a Harry's guy, I was not a blade guy at all. I was using an electric razor when Harry's came into my life. And I never realized it could be so much more satisfying, and it's faster, and it's wonderful. And then I started sampling all the other Harry's products, like their shave gel. I use their face wash. Every product I use outside of my shampoo, and if Harry's had a shampoo, I'd use that too. But everything I use, the face wash, the shave gel, the razor, is a Harry's product. And I use them because they're phenomenal. And they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. This is the offer right now. Get this $13 value trial set. It comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure to go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you to help support the show. I'd love to keep my relationship with Harry's forever. Start saving while you're shaving. And I'll never say that properly.
You will.
There's some people that can.
It's a good motto.
And shave it.
And shave it, man. Shave it. Shave it.
All right. Quick little throwaway right here. A most obnoxious yacht name I have ever seen in the world. The name of the yacht, we were in Bar Harbor. I said, man, look at that. You could see it like from miles away. It's this massive thing. And the name of the yacht is Kisses.
Oh. Boo! 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 Boo!
Kisses!
Kisses!
I gotta look this up. I bet you there's pictures.
Now here's the thing. I've done that before, Oscar, so I didn't do it. I don't know if I did it for this one, but you look these yachts up, and a lot of time they're not necessarily, you think that all these yachts are going to be have the owner's name and what business he's in.
I just want to see the boat.
It doesn't happen. Normally it's when they charter. When they charter these boats.
This didn't look like a charter, though?
You never know. You never know, because, I mean, these boats are, I think in the world of the, look, let me tell you about rich people, all right? These rich people, in my humble opinion, they don't like to pay for things. So they have the yacht, they own the yacht, but then they charter it to pay for it.
Right.
And they do the same thing with their fancy jets. They do that because they can make money off of them while they're not using them. And they've got, the incredible upkeep that they have. But this, I just looked at
Kisses.
Kisses on the side?
Was on the side of the boat or on the, on the back?
Yeah. It was on, probably on the back too, but it was on the side where I saw it. And
this thing looks like a spaceship.
It's pretty astonishing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Show Rob a picture of that.
Because, when you took us over to Bar Harbor, we saw some amazing boats on the approach.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That looks
there
like
it is.
Yeah, it looks like it has a casino on it.
I'll tell you something. I'd be blowing kisses, too, if I had that disposable. Hello, everybody. Hello. Kisses.
Come and see us. Would you like to have some onboard drinks aboard the Kisses? We're going to have you on the Kisses.
Okay, the real question is this.
Or it might be come aboard the Kisses, please.
Is it so far away that you can't see anybody on the actual, the multiple decks on the boat? Or do you see people
on
board?
I am up here, I have taken my my vessel, my yacht, all 19 feet of it, and I've driven over, and I've seen these things for years and years and years. You never seem to see the owners. I think once in a while, if you catch them, like in the evening, they'll be out on their little deck that they have there. But I mean, you're talking about something that even if you put 25 of your best friends, it still would be insanely expensive to charter something like this. So, I like it when every now and then you will hear a name associated with it. You will hear, oh, that's Wayne Gretzky, or that's Tiger Woods, or something like that. You know, some luminary like this. But most of the time, it's a little hinky. It's a little cagey. You don't know who it is. But you look at that.
Because they bought it with drug money.
Yeah,
obviously.
But I got the price on one of these yachts. laundered.
You're such losers. Why would you immediately run to drug money?
Well, I mean, that's easy money, and they're out and they're garish.
Yeah, but these super yachts,
exhibition of wealth.
These super yachts. First, I don't think drug lords are running around on super yachts.
The good drug lords are.
the people that are running on super yachts are probably tech. I guess magnets.
What
right?
if it's a really showy drug lord? A drug lord that really wants you to know he's done well.
Do you think drug lords would be in Bar Harbor?
Absolutely. He's selling some oxy.
No, but I think that Leonardo DiCaprio from what's the movie? What's the movie with
Catch Me If You Can? No.
Wolves of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes. That's
white collar
crime. It's
DiCaprio that's on there doing that. And he's up there having a perfectly good time. It's just it's otherworldly.
Reminded me of my mom, because in the Latin American flair, Los Narcos. Like anything that's like super rich or super wealthy, it's Los Narcos. And I
let me give you my take on super wealth.
Yeah. Mike's take.
Up here, when I'm up here, you get looks at it. You see it. And anybody that's in an airport will see a private jet come flying it. You get a little taste of it. You see it.
You see it in Bar Harbor. I've seen it when you've taken us over there. You see it. Yeah. It's sprinkled around.
You just assume when you see, and I priced this boat, by the way, the asking price, there was one, but I priced one of them, and it was $24 million.
Wow.
$24 million. Just imagine what when I see that, and Rob can say drug lords or something like that, I see that and I think just because of the nature of the beast that has to be on the bodies of somebody. There's been a trail of tears left behind.
Isn't
that
there, I think if I'm not mistaken, there's a famous tech exec that lives in Maine.
Really?
That's only the only person I could ever think of. I don't know if it's a former Microsoft executive. Or a Google founder. It was somebody I remember living in that area of Maine.
But these boats come from all over the world.
Well,
the registry of the Kisses, I think, might have been Bahamas.
Kisses.
The Bahamas?
Well, yeah.
Definitely Narcos.
It's got to summer somewhere.
Narcos. Yes. Yeah. There you go.
I know who probably owns it. It's probably owned by Stephen King. He's a rich Maine guy.
Well, he's a rich Maine guy, and he got it the honest way. He sold books.
Exactly. He bettered society.
Not all of them have been great.
Well, not I mean, if you write a book every 2 weeks, they can't all be great.
Did you hear the little controversy when I was talking about the nav showed me 19 miles from my destination?
Yes.
There's all this scuttlebutt online about Steve. Is there some book about 19 miles in Castle Rock and all that? I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to still try to make it up to the Stephen King house.
What if you can never make it because that's part of his lore?
Because Linda Herr, who came and visited me up here, had actually gone to the Stephen King house. I'm just telling you, my nav went a little screwy when I went to the Stephen King house, and we never actually made it there.
Do you ever, if I had a super yacht and someone said, would you want to go to Bar Harbor? I would say, maybe.
It's a great destination.
But the way you would sell me is two reasons. Mm. One, we may see Mike O'Mara, Radio's Mike O'Mara,
right,
spotting near the ice cream joint.
Thank you very much.
Or B.
Here, would you like to be tapped into my dream scenario right now?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That I pull into this. It's like, this is so sick and twisted, but it's so funny that I pull up my little boat and I'm tying up on one side, and on the other side is Kisses. And as I'm tying up, I hear, Mike? Hi. And I look up there. Mike O'Mara.
Radio's Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
Mike O'Mara?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Come on aboard. That's when Rob gets the call from me. Rob, I'm not coming in for the next 3 weeks. I'm not coming in for the next 3 weeks.
The most beautiful thing about that scenario is the way you told it. You've run it through your head more than once.
Yeah. Michael's on the boat. He said, I'm sorry, no children. I said, okay, Carla, come on. She said, what? I said, leave him on the boat. Come on, let's go.
Put a life jacket on him and leave him.
We'll call someone to pick him up.
Tell the Harbor Master, Charlie, that he's fine. You know, come down and get him. Call the guy. That's the real name of the Harbor Master is Charlie. I'm going to send Charlie a fruitcake. I told him I'm going to send him.
Oh, that's cool.
Charlie. Yeah. So he stops listening to Howie Ka. All right.
Briefly.
Yeah. That's the big guy up in Boston. Howie Ka.
Howie
Ka. Here's the problem. Obama did it. Howie Ka.
I bet he talks about the narcos.
Yeah.
Drug money.
Hi. And he's got that New England voice many of them have, where it's the nasal type of thing. I've got a little of it. It'll get worse the older I get.
Say, aren't you Mike O'Mara?
Howie Ka.
Come aboard.
No, so there's the dream scenario. And by the way, you know what? The family's back home. For purposes of my dream, the family's back.
Oh,
back.
So you're alone.
You're not going to leave.
Right.
You're alone.
And so the guy goes, Mike, all right, come on about. You got time? I said, I'm a little tight. But anyway.
But you still jump on?
But I still get on. I still get on the boat.
For 3 weeks.
Right, right. I'm and by the my sister's here. We were doing a photo shoot, and she comes up and goes, "Well, hello, darling. How are you?"
That's very when good, I get the call from good. You and say, it would be like broken up because you'd say, "Rob, it's Mike. I'm in the Bahamas."
Yeah. And then he says things like, "How are the hips doing?" Oh, I'm still battling it a little bit. Would you like Rico to send you down to the massage terrace? You know, and like, thank you so much. Yeah, yes, I'll have another mimosa. Thank you very Rico. Much. Yeah. Oh man, listen, Ben, let me call and see if Carla's got anything planned for lunch. Hi, babe, got anything? Good. Didn't think so. I'm free for lunch, Ben. Let's do it. Yes, right. And for some reason, the owner of Kisses is named Ben. You know,
Ben.
And I sat there. And, it's never happened. I've never had the pleasure of going on a vessel.
Lower
like
the gangplank from Kisses. I see a disc jockey. He's coming aboard.
Yep.
What if there was a matching yacht that was Smooches?
Yeah. Well, that'd Smooches be the dinghy.
You know, of all of the people in our wheelhouse that I would see on a boat like that, somebody who would not have the shame, that would actually, Todd Moore, SS
Moore.
Oh,
yeah.
You know? And then Todd would say, "Hey, Mike, come on over. I'm having Alex Jones over for lunch, so let's go over here and have some burgers." And he'd have burgers. Todd would have burgers on it, too. We just have burgers and fries. Who needs the foo-foo food as he's on a $24 million
yacht? His boat would be called the Troll.
The Troll. Yes.
Sea Troll.
Todd Moore's Troll. Yes, wonderful. Oh, yeah, baby. Hey, I love that 80s music. Yes, sirree. Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara with you right now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. I'm going to tell you all about the creepy guy. We're going to go from mega yachts to a person that I believe is living behind the dumpsters at the local grocery store. And he's kind of creepy. People think he's breaking into houses. Lots of fun. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rob.
And hello, this is Sharon. I'm his real-life mother. Every year, we get together and make our delicious signature holiday fruitcakes. They really are special.
What makes them so special? Is it the top-quality ingredients, the fresh spices, or is it the love and care that goes into each and every one?
No, idiot, it's the booze.
Thanks, Mom. And up until now, it was virtually impossible to get your hands on one of these fruitcakes. But not anymore. Introducing TMOS Fruitcake Futures. This is the year that you can get your hands on a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Carefully baked and lovingly packaged for home delivery.
Order now and it will be in your mouth in time for the holidays. Moist and delicious and packed with exotic fruits, a magical blend of three kinds of nuts, and with three different tiers of fruitcake purchase, you can select the package that's perfect for you.
And of course, it makes a great gift.
Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com or click the fruitcake banner on the TMOS website. Buy now and get ready for the happiest holidays ever.
Buy a fruitcake because Mother told you to.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35, and by the time you notice, it's too late. Mm-hmm. The solution, 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Plus, waiting rooms, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions. The doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. And when you want to deal with something that's a little shaky, like losing your hair, isn't that a great way to be able to do it? We don't have to sit there and look at somebody in an office. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. It's made it easy to get what you need to keep your hair. No wasted time or money. It's the best. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners can get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Some quick hits right now.
Please.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. There is a guy that one of our locals up here, as a matter of fact, it gave us a little warning about, he's left the area, gone out of the area, and hit a couple of houses over the years. You don't know whether this is true. This could be word of mouth and stuff like
rumor,
that.
Rumor mill.
rumors. He's kind of, he looks to be like maybe a 60, 65 year old guy. Mm-hmm. He's in incredible shape because he rides his bike mm-hmm. all day long, and he's got his shirt off, and he's got a tan, and he's got a backpack, and his, there he is. He just went by. There he goes.
I want to ride. Up that. That's stupid. So, don't play that, Oscar.
So the other day, I see the guy ride in, and then I'm going to get a propane tank in the back of the grill. What did you say? What did I miss?
I blamed Oscar for playing the bicycle record.
Because that's my choice of the day. Or I have access to the music.
Yeah, because he's running
the board.
That's
what I'm known for.
That's what he does.
Yes.
Dropping those songs all the time. That's silly.
There you go. Yeah, it spices up the show, doesn't it?
Yes. I do like the layering of music and voice.
So this guy, I don't know where he lives, whether he does have a residence. I don't know how he exists. I don't know.
How does he dress? How does he dress?
With like a faded pair of like gray cargo shorts mm-hmm. and no shirt. And
oh,
he's
wow.
like out
okay.
in the elements.
It's like Rob,
long.
But without a shirt on.
That's right.
But he flies on this bicycle. He's like, he rides and rides and rides. That's mm-hmm. what he does. But somebody said that just be aware of this guy, that he's floating around. And I don't know whether he's hit houses or not, but the potential
so
is
so his reputation precedes him that he could have been trouble in the past. Does he have a name
right.
or is he just the bicycle guy?
Well, I don't know his name, but I saw him up close and personal because we were getting a propane tank. And he, you know, and look, people that... God love them and God help them
yes.
that are in a situation where they have to do this live differently than people that have a residence to go home and sleep in.
Certainly.
Their idea of what might gross you or I out is totally different.
Are you sure he's not like on a charity ride for epilepsy or something?
No, because it's constant back and forth. So that
it's a lot
around.
Of short charity rides. It's and a 0.5 miler.
So I saw him. We got a propane tank, and then there are two dumpsters, and it smelled pretty bad back there because it's dumpsters for a grocery store, the little local mom and pop grocery store.
But
it's
still,
a small building, but it's still big there. And we go back to get the propane tank, and I noticed that he's got his stuff in between two dumpsters. And it looks like, I don't think he was sleeping there, but I mean, it was just definitely an odd little place. And I go to get the propane tank and
right.
he's like doing his thing. I didn't know. I really didn't look because I didn't know what he was doing.
Can you
but
be
I'm
slightly more
tank.
Specific?
Yeah, was it a color TV?
What is his thing?
He appeared to be changing clothing.
Okay. All
at
right.
least he's changing.
I didn't see any ass
That's
crack
nice.
Or anything like that, but he appeared to be putting stuff in a plastic bag and then getting ready to venture out.
His next
again.
Ride.
Yeah.
And then it was just weird because suddenly I'm in an open air public area behind this grocery store, but it's his home, man.
Right.
And I'm sitting Does
there. Does he ever ask for a handout?
Nope. Nope, I haven't experienced that. So I grabbed the propane when the lady finally came. It seemed like hours that it took her to come out back to get the key to open the propane. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting there kind of like.
Oh. But you could have talked to him about riding bikes because I got a bike.
He was busy. He was busy right. putting stuff in a plastic bag.
Kind of pedals in those.
It was, yeah, but it's also you know, the things I've heard.
Hey, buddy. Hey, have you ever seen a boat called Kisses?
I've modified my saddle. This is so much more comfortable than mine.
I didn't feel like engaging. I'm sorry. Maybe I should have. Maybe you're making a point. Maybe you're making a point.
May right? I give you some perspective on what I think is happening?
No, it's what I live for.
There's a runner that's in Montgomery County, and he's known as the Runner.
Yeah.
And he's in fantastic shape, has dreads. He'll run from Olney, Maryland, which is a suburb of D.C.
Yes.
And he'll run all the way to Silver Spring.
Wow.
Which is... roughly, let's say 10, 11 miles.
Yeah.
But he's running right on the side of main avenues.
Oh,
Georgia
bad.
Avenue.
Scary.
Right in traffic. And you see him at all. I remember growing up being like, who is this maniac and what is he training for? Turns out, and this is what I've heard, and I've actually heard this talked about on the radio. This guy had some sort of tragic, like his brother had passed away. Something had happened in his childhood.
Right.
And something clicked where it's almost just a kind of a mental fixation where he's obsessed with running and he does nothing else.
Kept running.
He still lives with his mom as of 5-6 years ago when I heard the story,
mm-hmm.
but I put two and two together. I was like, that's the guy with dreads that's always tanned in the summers, that's ripped. By the way, he's still running in the summertime.
Wow.
back and forth. And
has he done anything wrong?
Well, when you're younger, you think you hear all these stories, and then when finally someone gives you some clarity, you're like, oh, this guy just has a few, chips
yeah.
that have been, or wires that have been crossed, and this is his thing. Well, but if you don't know that, it's scary.
Before we have this discussion, I think it's really important to have a frank discussion. Yeah. For so long, these people were marginalized and just kind of, and maybe this discussion is marginalizing them further. Maybe I'm doing something, maybe I'm contradicting myself. I have a tremendous amount of empathy for people that are going through this type of situation. Yeah. And it's really, you don't know. But when you hear somebody's been committing crimes, and sometimes these people get labeled doing this even though they haven't done
it.
But I felt really in an open air area that I was invading this guy's space.
But you didn't feel threatened at all.
Well, outside of the fact that he's in a spectacular shape compared to me, you know, and I was just like, no, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have been there. I would have put my family in that situation. I had my daughter in the car, my kid in the car.
We have a guy in Leesburg, it's a similar situation. He's a colorful character.
Does your guy look like a guy from a surf, like Point Break?
No.
My guy looks like a guy from Point Break.
Okay, see, this, my guy is not an example of a physical specimen, but he has a bicycle, and he is called the flag guy. Everyone in Leesburg would know who this guy is.
Everybody has the guy. Everybody has the guy.
And he drives around town on his bike, and his bike is covered with American flags, all different size. He has flags on his clothes. He puts flags on the street signs around our houses. And he just, there's American flags everywhere. He's a guy with a beard. And
he's a patriot.
And well, yeah, and that's the thing. And, you know, at first you see it, and when you're new to the neighborhood, you think, oh, that's really cool. He loves his country. He loves flags. I was talking to a neighbor. He said, you know, I talked to the flag guy. I said, really? He said, yeah, that guy's a dick. And so now, well, I'm totally changed on him because I thought what he was doing was really nice. He's probably good. I think he's just got a screw loose and he's putting flags everywhere and then he's calling everyone to piss off.
Well, I did not engage and he went on his way and it was fine. And I don't believe in, I need a little more evidence if somebody's.
And next time, ask him riding about his bike. You guys can talk about that.
I don't know, but he rides down the street in front of our house all the time. And speaking of in front of him, one other throwaway I wanted to give you is it's official. I talk about being up here and what I like. I am a redneck. Yes. I am a true redneck, and this is what makes me a redneck.
Shocking to no one, this news.
Just last week, they painted the line on the street, the yellow double line on the street in front of my house. They painted it, and now it is decorated with little splotches of burned rubber, and I have to say that I am probably partly responsible for this, because as opposed to someone who, the first time I heard them burn rubber, and by the way, it's Maine, it's summertime, the young men like to burn rubber on the streets.
Tis the season, as they say.
Not just tires.
That's what they do. I think the first time I heard I was inside, and my reaction was a 59-year-old old man going, what is that? What's the hell, girl? Hey, what is that? And I hear the, you know, this, yeah, I hear this outside. I think I got one that'll sound like.
Okay.
Nice.
There you go. Love it. And so I will tell you this, that I have now embraced it and I don't get upset about it anymore. I don't worry about it anymore. Zach came over last night with his big 2500 pickup truck that he's got. And you know, a couple of years ago, I told you the story about Zach just looking at my whole family and burning a patch right out in front. Well, I always tell him about that story, how much I loved it, because I just did. To me, it's just a form of loud rebellion that I enjoy. And now my next door neighbor, Seb, he's over next, what? And he has a Mustang.
S-E-B? Seb?
Sebastian.
Oh, okay.
So short for Sebastian.
Understood.
And he's got himself, I don't know where he got it from, but he's got himself a little Mustang. And so the other night, quiet night in the neighborhood, and I'm sitting on the front porch, and I see him back out, and I said, "Burn it up!" And I enjoy it. And he didn't wait 2 seconds, and the smoke, and he does the whole donut right in the middle.
Wow!
I'll take a picture of the street in front of my house and send it to you guys for tomorrow's show.
You know, also, if you can get Seb to do that again, a short Facebook video would be marvelous.
You know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Tell him you're going to make him a star.
He almost took out a street side yesterday, but it was fun. And we're all laughing.
He knows what he's doing.
Sure. It's almost innocent, isn't doing it. Almost is
it's
just
It's innocent
almost.
Fun. I know some people
can
would think.
Can you imagine
I know,
Kathy being out there like, he's an ass.
All of them would. All of them would hate it. And I love it. That's why I'm not down there.
We're never buying up there. All they do is burn rubber.
That's why I'm not going to serve hors d'oeuvres. I'm not going to serve hors d'oeuvres to those a-holes.
After dinner last night, Zach says,
you know, your brother's egging them on.
You want to go dump the mussel shells down on the beach? We're going to dump the mussel shells. And I hop in his car.
Yeah.
And we lay one for probably 200 yards.
Oh, God.
Down,
that's great.
Down the street. Now, the moment that I get fearful of is the moment where you're at the end of the burnout and you're just about the end of the burnout, yes. Of course, is the tracks. The traction of the tire catching the pavement and really moving you forward. And that's when I feel, just for a split second, like you're going to die.
Because you're launching yourself. You're launching yourself.
When it grabs, you know, I was one time in a snowstorm. I was trying to go up. Oh, here we go. I was going up a hill trying to get to my grandparents' house. And I looked down at my speedometer. It was just inching up. And I was in the Caprice, no traction at all. Looked at the speedometer. It said 92 miles an hour my wheels were spinning.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, if God forbid I caught traction right now, I'd be off to space.
Wow. Nice, man.
All right, now we're showing one now. I'm showing a pickup truck. I found a pickup truck burning out. And I'm waiting to see what happens on this.
Let's see.
My new YouTube Red.
What happened?
That's an incredible talent.
All right, here we go.
The burning?
Yeah, because I went online to...
It's a great engine.
But if you can do a donut burnout...
Last night in front of the O'Mara household.
That's...
A lot of laughs going. It's all like that kind of laugh to that. Oh, but I should remember, it's a YouTube video. So let's have a lot of talking before we do the goddamn video.
Sure, it's about them, Mike. It's
the setup. About them.
Yeah. No, it's the guy that doesn't have anything to do with it that keeps leaning in the window. Get the F out of his truck, douche. Let him do his thing.
This man needs to burn out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was the worst burnout. It's the worst burnout I've ever seen, but we're idiots. Nice video.
Lean in the window.
God. Oh, my God. He didn't even burn rubber. Well, it was fun at our house. Come up sometime and we'll watch him burn rubble.
I'd love to see that. Please capture it on video.
Based on this video, I'll try to get
if that guy's
really
getting hits,
one.
You should be getting hits.
Mike, and don't lean in the window. Don't lean in the window.
Let me see. 1,143,970. Oh, my God. I'll have it up today. Anyway, that's it. Let's take a break. When we come back, news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And to that guy that rides his bike, live and let live.
Right? Amen, brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't break into my house. Sometimes I
feel I've got to... Have you ever thought to yourself, I like my workplace, but it just isn't hostile enough? Well, boy, do we have the opportunity for you. The Mike O'Mara Show is looking for interns, and you could do it early.
I know.
Afraid you might not pass a drug test? Don't worry, we hired Adrian. Do you think you don't have the personality or drive to be in radio? Well, Mac is still working here. And if you're worried about a criminal record, Dan O'Brien's shirts are so tight, they ought to be illegal. Any and all crayon written resumes can be sent to rob@mikeomarashow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show Intern Program. It exists because college credits cost us nothing.
A few weeks away from the new crop being entered, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Really new ones. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
My favorite kind of purchase, when you buy something, say something. This comes from P1 listener Stephanie Larson. She wrote it on Facebook. She said, my son earned money all summer, and we ordered it on Saturday, the Nintendo Switch. Which allows you to play video games at home or take them on the go. Now under $300, you get it for $298, and the link is on our website, the Nintendo Switch.
Very popular.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that Nintendo Switch and more at MikeOmerashow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing. It means the world to us, so thank you. Thank you very much.
News!
This isn't official yet, but sources claim that Richard Gere's wife, Alejandra Silva, is pregnant. She's 35. But Richard will turn 69 on the 31st of this month. They got married back in April. Gere's reps refused to confirm or deny the pregnancy. If there's a 69-year-old guy getting it done out there, I mean, who better than Richard Gere, right?
Yeah, and you know, I thought he would be older than 69 somehow. I had him in his 70s mentally somehow.
Well, his reps are not confirming or denying, but if it's legit, this will be Gear's second child. He has an 18-year-old son named Homer with a...
That's right, Daddy. I'm going to work at the power plant. It's so exciting being Homer Gear.
Homer Gear.
I got no place to go. Hey, I'm going to go down and watch my 35th viewing of Officer and a Gentleman. Yes, right. Mr. Burns, if you pick on me, I'll get my dad, Richard Gear, to beat you up.
The American Gigolo, right, Homer?
Yeah, the American Gigolo. Ooh, that's right.
He has an 18-year-old son, Homer, with his ex-wife, Carrie Lowell. Hey, Carrie. He married a Carrie.
Hey, good for him. I hope it worked out well.
He was also married to Cindy Crawford.
I forgot about that.
They didn't have any children.
Silva has
a 5-year-old son with her ex-husband. Man, exes and kids and older men with younger women.
Probably hard to stay married when you're famous. Right, Mike?
Yeah. It's just a just disgusting world. Your biggest laugh of the day.
I did not expect it.
At my expense.
Oh, well, none of us are famous.
No.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan, you're at it again. In a recent interview with a British newspaper, when they asked her about the Me Too movement, here's what Lindsay had to say.
Yes.
She said, quote, "If it happens at that moment, you discuss it at that moment. You make it a real thing by making it a police report. I'm going to really hate my... I should be doing my Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to really hate myself for saying this, but I think by women speaking out against all these things, it makes them look weak.
What?
When they are very strong women."
Yeah, that's what she said.
"You have these girls who come out who don't even know who they are, who do it for the attention. That's taking away from the fact that it happened." Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for your 2 cents on that. Brilliant. There she is.
You know what's crazy is that Fez from That 70s Show, who she dated when she was at her apex of fame, he's got a better life and career than Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
she's
really
doing the reality show.
Fez from Ron and Fez has a better life than Lindsay Lohan.
So
right
true.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from better life to sad death. Superman actress Margot Kidder, she died back in May. Her manager said she died peacefully in her sleep, but that ain't the story. Yesterday, the coroner revealed that she died of a self-inflicted drug and alcohol overdose. In other words, she committed suicide. Unclear what drug she took. Margot's daughter Maggie McGuane says it, quote, "It's a big relief that the truth is out there. It's important to be open and honest so there's not a cloud of shame in dealing with this. It's a very unique sort of grief and pain. Knowing how many families go through this, I wish that I could reach out to each one of them." So, it's a sad, tragic story.
Mrs. Garrett.
She had issues for a very, very long time.
It was
very,
not
very
Mrs.
sad.
Garrett.
Who is it?
That was Lois Lane from Superman movies.
Who's
That would be Charlotte Ray.
Didn't Miss Garrett just pass away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, that's what it was. Thank you.
He says thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
I'm glad
30
we put that to bed.
It was going to haunt me. I thought she was stealing Tootie's pills.
Tootie's pills.
Tootie's pills. Apparently, 89-cent burgers and dollar sodas really add up over a half a century. McDonald's is holding a new contest right now where someone will win McGold. A McGold card that gets them free food for life. If you win, you get 2 free meals a week for the next 50 years, and they say the value of that is $36,400 or $7 per meal. You can enter the contest once a day by ordering food with their mobile app starting tomorrow and going for the next 2 weeks, and they're only going to pick one winner because they're so scary generous.
Yeah, you know,
McDonald's Corporation with their billions of dollars,
when
right?
When you say it, you know, you say free food for life, that's amazing, but then if it's $36,000, they give away more than that and they're Monopoly promotion.
2 meals a week?
That's what they said, yeah.
For
that's
life.
That's nothing.
2 meals, yeah. And then what about the medical bills after that? The Arizona Cardinals just announced a new promotion this year. Speaking of burgers, the Arizona Cardinals football team, it's the Gridiron Burger Challenge.
Mm.
It's a challenge, a giant $75 burger on a 10-inch bun stuffed with 5 third-pound patties,
yum,
5 hot dogs, 5 bratwursts. Here's where it immediately just gets so gross.
That's disgusting.
It's totally disgusting. 20 slices of American cheese, 8 slices of bacon,
8 chicken tenders. This is this is wretched. 12 ounces of fries and lettuce, tomatoes, and sauce.
Ooh, fries.
It weighs a total of 7 pounds, but if you can finish it in under 1 hour, okay, you'll win a Cardinals jersey and get your picture on the Jumbotron. What is, what's happening? Really?
There's nothing left there but gristle and fat.
God. Someone on Reddit.
I think this can be done.
Yeah, I think it can be done.
It could be done, but here's the thing. Hot dogs and bratwurst on their own, don't combine your meats.
No, you don't.
It's wrong.
Gross.
And the chicken tenders are totally off base.
But I don't think you have to be the obese to even get that done.
No, look at Joe Chestnut. Some people call him Joey. He's
Joey
a skinny
Chestnut,
guy.
The hot dog guy,
yeah,
right?
He's a skinny guy, and he displaces all that
and
food.
Like Nicky Makiwaki, right? That guy, that guy's name is. He won the, you know, Manaki or Savaki.
Yeah, but they do the hot dog thing at Coney Island every July 4th, and those are
someone,
skinny guys.
On Reddit calculated that the burger has approximately 8,000 calories. So if you beat the challenge, make sure to order your free jersey one size bigger than when you started.
All right.
Duh.
Could you put fries on that? Put fries on it.
Oh, God. And now a little something something. There is a 56-year-old woman named Michelle Sedlak, and she lives in Northport, Florida.
Northport, Florida. Now, where is that in reference to where you live in Florida?
North Fort Myers, south of Sarasota.
Oh, and it's like I can picture it.
Last week, she had some Chinese leftovers in the fridge, which mysteriously disappeared. Seems to be a food news you may not need.
I
was talking about food earlier.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm eating points.
You're hungry.
She had
only
one.
We're having points for dinner.
She only had one suspect. We're not sure about her relationship with him, whether they're roommates or a couple. But after this, they're probably not going to be either. Because when he got home, she started accusing him of eating her Chinese food in Northport, Florida. He swore that he didn't do it, but that wasn't good enough for her. So she did what we do down there. She threw a knife at him.
Of course.
She missed, but she told him, quote,
"If I wanted to hit you, I would have hit you."
Well, smartly, he called the cops, and she was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. Really? Are you sure about that, officer? So maybe the cops also believe that she could have hit him with the knife if she wanted to. That's maybe they're believing.
Valid.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it brought me to it's been a long time since I've had a Florida slogan of the day.
This is a new motto for your home state.
Knives and Chinese food and Northport. My Florida slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Florida. When you do something stupid, just wait an hour and you'll do something stupid again. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a Chinese food thing. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show as you listen to the fantastic strains of Huey Lewis. And now we'll be right back, everybody.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls, isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the show. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I was waiting for the music.
I thought it was going to go win.
Let me do it again. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight and we need your help. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Mm-mm.
We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as delicious as you've heard. A holiday treat unlike any other. Sweet, spicy, potent cake.
Now you can have one in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. Order now and a fruitcake or fruitcakes, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear. We are doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners, our listeners that we value so dearly. So, we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank ye. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now with TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Have you gotten yours yet? Time may be running out soon.
Oh.
And I thank you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, August 9th. Is it really August 9th?
It is, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Where's the summer gone, Mike?
I don't know. It's been so fun.
I'd like to free up a weekend and spend it on the kisses.
Kisses!
Okay. MSNBC was covering that horrible fire in California, which I now think is the third biggest fire in the history of the state. However, you got to stay focused on your copy, Stephanie Ruhle. Got to say what you mean, not what's on your mind.
As California is fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history.
That's unfortunate.
Our prayers to everybody out there dealing with this nightmare. We got a lot of listeners in that area of the country, and it's terrible. But, you know, if we can take your mind off it for just a second with a good fart joke, that's fine.
But one more time.
Could you play it, please?
Yes, from MSNBC.
As California is fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history.
Stephanie, do you have too much lunch?
I want to reward our news hound of the week, Mike. The $1.06 this week goes to Oscar Santana, who was, I guess, spending where he spends most of his time on the WCAX Channel 3 website, and he sent in this news story for the Audio Vault.
New at 11, America's first ever permanent drone racing obstacle course is picking up some traction in Burlington. Channel 3's Taylor Young visited the aerial course to see what it's all about.
On the first Tuesday of every month, this room at Generator in Burlington turns into a glowing obstacle course.
And it's something that, you know, we're going to keep adding to.
Steve Marmelstein helped create it and says it's like none other in the country.
There's one other permanent race course, and that's in Japan.
Marmelstein is the founder of Vermont Drone and recently turned his business into a sport.
It's just a great way of getting women involved, getting children involved, and, you know, in science. And engineering.
Marmelstein says timing isn't a big deal yet, but once everyone's up to speed, the competition will pick up some heat. In Burlington, Taylor Young, Channel 3 News.
Media darling, Steve Marmelstein.
Isn't that so cool? I'm so excited for him. I saw that just pull up on my feed.
The course is amazing. It's like lit squares, neon lit squares.
Congratulations, you have to fly your drone through.
Just like a video game.
Yeah. And what's so cool is when you're doing it, you wear almost like virtual reality goggles, so you're seeing the perspective of the drone flying. So it's so neat.
Let's get Marmelstein on the old show. Talk about it. I'd love to interview him about that.
Congrats.
All right, would be wonderful.
Have either of you seen the video? It was all over the place yesterday about the cows attacking the lady who stole the car.
I had a story that said angry cows. I did not use it for the news today. I'm glad you have it.
I saw, what was it, infrared video.
Yeah, infrared cows. Yeah. And this is actually from a copter that was following the stolen car.
A police copter.
And so the lady hops out of the car and to escape runs through a cow pasture. Smart. And the upset cows all herd up and chase her. And this is what the copter, this is the description on the police copter.
South and east of you.
Oh, and I should say, Mike, it's in Seminole County, Florida.
Ah, wonderful. There
you
go.
South and east of you, actually the large group of cows is following her for a good visual. Looks like they may attack her.
Want to alert, I'm going to give you my flashlight. You can tell me where to go from here.
Keep going southeast. She's pretty far in the field now. If you see the large group of cows, they're literally following her and chasing her.
Yeah, I'm raising her sight. All
right, alert, we got her lit up.
We theorize, in retrospect, they felt that their young cows were being threatened, and that's why they chased her, but they literally gang up on her. Here's the cow's owner. We dive deep on this one, Mike. Richard Kondracki. He is the owner of the cows.
Because I feed them all the time. I give them all my food scraps.
There you go.
Like, they love bread. Cows love bread. I think they didn't realize who they were, and they
feed them my teeth.
The cows were nervous. That would make me panic. if all them big cows come running at you, because they didn't know them.
No, they didn't know them.
They figured they don't know if they're there to hurt them or whatever, mm-hmm. or maybe steal one of the little babies. Because you don't want to mess with any animal, whether it's a cow or an elephant or a little cat. You don't mess with the little babies.
Yeah, and then he went back to his Mensa meeting.
Yeah, and brush and floss.
All the time. Yeah, his teeth. You know what? Very rare do teeth sound dirty in an audio format, but those teeth sounded filthy.
I
thought it was all gums.
It could have been gums. I didn't hear teeth. A lot of gums. Dairy Queen for a food establishment. I think their ice cream is great, but I always wonder about the people who go there to eat food. I don't know that it...
Brazier,
exactly.
Rob.
And it's in Canada, boo, there's a Canadian Dairy Queen that is offering 1 year of free ice cream if you can find the smell that's in their restaurant. They say...
Like a legitimate bad smell that they're trying
to... Well, he's about to describe it. They've checked for gas leaks, and there are none, and they just can't spot the smell. So remember, if you can find the smell...
So gross.
Get a year of free ice cream.
We are desperate. We are really desperate. This is almost, 2.5 years now, and we can't solve this problem. I smell it like propane, and then sometimes you smell it like the hydrogen sulfide kind of a thing, and sometimes...
Like crap.
Yes. Just some kind of gas. We are really, really hoping somebody can come up with a solution for us. It's bothering me so much that I can smell it everywhere now, even when I'm home now.
So it smells like farts.
Oh my God. Has he checked his toilet?
Apparently they've checked everything. If they're offering a year of ice cream to find out who can spot the smell, it's
I got
something.
A good nose. I might fly up there. I got
Canada?
A really, really good nose. Yeah.
Well, I
mean, wouldn't that be great if you walked in and like... Like that, and you take something out by the tail. Here it is. It's a dead rat. Yeah. There you go.
In the wall.
Load me up.
What they would do is they would take the rat and hold it upside down, and it wouldn't fall out of the cup, like when they serve one of their blizzards.
Like a concrete.
Exactly.
Oh, blizzard. Sorry, Dairy Queen. Blizzard.
But the concrete is the generic. That also works. Real quick, I want to get this in. Behind the scenes at American Idol, you must wonder what it's like.
Of course.
So we asked Luke Bryan.
Behind the scenes is definitely arguing with Katy Perry.
That's what he says it's all about. And I never thought about this, but he goes on to say.
You just play Luke Bryan to play Luke Bryan. That had nothing to do with anything.
But think about this. They said that the tensest moments on American Idol is when they're arguing among the three judges, Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke
tensest
Bryan.
Tensest moments would be are when they're arguing.
You're right, Mike.
Hey, if you're going to help me, we got to help you.
Exactly. That's true. But they said that it is an actual load off their mind when it gets to the point where America is doing the voting because they don't have to do it anymore. He says he hates that part of the job. And I never thought about that.
But
they
that
would actually
is
argue.
The job.
But they argue with each other. That's the thing.
Because collectively they have to move someone forward.
How
or
did it do
keep
in the
back.
Ratings?
Not as good this year.
Yeah, but it didn't cost as much.
That's right.
Okay.
And the reason I bailed when they used as a celebrity coach 1 week, disc jockey Bobby Bones. That's when they lost me because he is not a celebrity.
Yeah, and also he's we don't know enough about Bobby. Do you know who Bobby Bones is, Mike?
I've heard the name, but okay. I'm not a big.
He's this a hot.
This guy has hit this apex of radio, and I don't know if it's.
Hi, Bobby!
It's like he's the new Ryan Seacrest, but he comes from country radio.
Yeah, he's Hee Haw. Okay. He's Hee Haw Ryan Seacrest.
Where's he based out of? What town is he?
Nashville.
In Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's nationally syndicated, and this isn't jealousy. It's more, I don't know enough about it, where his career trajectory just seems to have come out of the blue, and I completely could have missed it. He also might have started when he's 15, and I could have missed that
true,
as well.
True, right.
But it's the optics. He looks like he should be an alt-rock DJ, but he's in Nashville. And maybe I'm just putting, people in boxes
maybe.
And saying like he should have a licorice hat. But when I hear Bobby Bones, I'm like, oh my God, you're like a rock DJ at the Loop, the former Loop in Chicago.
Right.
And it's no, he's a rock. He's a country DJ in Nashville. And I'm probably out of touch because I sat there and I was actually talking to Rob Ford about this yesterday. I'm like, when I see Bobby Bones, I feel like he's a rock DJ. And maybe it's just us and our optics about country music. Country music is hip now.
Well, I get the
and
impression.
It's been hip for years.
I get
decades.
The impression that there's two reasons why he's hit it so big. He has a lot of friends in the business.
Yes.
So he breaks a lot of stories. He gets a lot of country acts on his
Scoops.
Show. But also, I think he was the first guy to use a rock presentation to play country music, and that's a really smart thing to do.
Also,
you know, I don't know who we're talking about, but there's some rules, boys, that you always have to adhere to when you're doing any kind of radio show. So let me be the only one of the three of us. I think he sucks.
All right.
Thank you. Let's not talk about another DJ anymore. All right. I think he sucks ass.
We talked about Stern earlier today.
Well, he doesn't suck. Well, sorry.
Speaking of sucking, all right, there's a brand new award ceremony to keep your eyes on.
The adult website Pornhub has announced it will host its first ever award show next month. It's the only award show where red carpet is a category.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Power cleanser.
Power.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address TMOS Box 32101 Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. That was proved again this week. It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. Comes down to hundreds of votes in some cases. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.